Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья, мы начинаем наш...
Hello, dear friends. We're starting our Sunday webinar. In the studio with us is Dr. Michael Leitman.
Good day.
Boris Balcerkovsky, Semyon Vinokur, that's me. We are the instructors of International Academy of Kabbalah. And today's topic is how to overcome concerns and come to joy and happiness. Please ask questions live and we will try to connect you. And we already have questions that friends are sending us.
You're the ones who picked this topic, right?
Not just us, but these topics are prepared for us.
I mean all of the participants.
Yeah, Dale Carnegie has dealt with this topic from the start of the century, last century.
So let's get into it.
Question from Irina from Moscow. How to use this sensation of fear productively? Because it exists, especially today. How to use the sensation of fear in a productive way?
Kabbalah explains to us that, first of all, the main concern of a person should be about putting himself against the Creator, opposite the Creator. That everything that we have, everything that happens, it all comes from the Creator, and we stand opposite Him. So, if I feel or try to feel, I always try to position myself to be in connection with the Creator, not in connection that is perfect, there's perfect feedback. I answer to Him, He answers to me, but that He influences me, what I have in my thoughts and my feelings, in my memory, what comes to me at each moment, it all comes from Him, from the Creator. Then I begin to position myself correctly, and the question becomes, is there a place left for fear, anxiety, anything negative, the anticipation of something negative? If I am in a state where I am fully in the Creator, then the whole problem is not in my feeling fear, but in my being in the Creator's concealment. If the Creator were revealed to me, I would feel that I exist in Him, good, kind, perfect, singular, governing, organizing of the whole world. If that was how I felt, then I wouldn't have any fears or anxieties or doubts whatsoever. What follows is that the whole problem is in the Creator's concealment. The Creator's concealment is the cause of all of our problems and hardships, and vice versa, the Creator's revelation is the source of all of our joys.
Andrei from St. Petersburg is asking, why did the Creator create this fear as motivation in order to reveal Him?
For us to always attract Him, draw Him, try to reveal Him.
I wanted to bring in a short quote from Bala Sulam. When fear comes upon a person, he should know that there is none else besides Him. And if he sees that fear overcomes him, he should say that there is no such thing as chance, but the Creator has given him a chance from above, and he must contemplate and study the end to which he has been sent this fear. And it appears that it is so that he will overcome and say there is none else besides Him. But if, after all this, the fear has not departed him, he should take it as an example and say that his servitude of the Creator to the Creator should be in the same measure as the fear, meaning that the fear of heaven, which is a merit, should be in the same manner as fear that he now has. That is, the body is impressed by the superficial fear, and exactly in the same way that the body.
How else can the Creator awaken an egoistic person who is so obsessed with his small egoistic goals and force a person to take a look at his development and at the Creator ultimately? How else should he supposed to do it? If not through these awakenings of fear and anxiety and so forth, it's as if. Right, they all are necessary. It's when we scare a child, like, oh, no, don't go there, there's a wolf, or something else. We scare a child. If we can't do anything else, we must resort to fear to keep him from doing something bad. So we need to understand that this is how the Creator plays with our little egoistic creatures, so as to aim ourselves towards him.
Still, one of our students doesn't understand. So this concealment of the Creator, is the Creator sending this concealment? The Creator is inside of us? He's sending all of this? So why did he create this concealment for us?
For us to demand for him to be revealed. Because in the demand for him to be revealed, we change ourselves. By wishing for the Creator's revelation, meaning I wish for the force of love and bestowal to be revealed within me. What happens then is that I change myself, I transform myself from an egoist to an altruist.
There's a second part of a question. Concealment is an ability to understand his goal and plans, even though I do understand that he created all of this for me.
The Creator's concealment is the lack of understanding of his plans. Well, let's suppose it's a very complicated system of interconnections. I cannot answer it as unequivocally. If we get into it, we need to get into the concept of what is faith above reason. All of the possibilities, alternative states that may exist between Creator and man, they are much, much greater than anything that can exist between people.
A question from Maxim. If everything that is in my memory and feelings is from the Creator, then why am I afraid of the Creator? Then I shouldn't be afraid of Creator sending some sort of bad towards me. I should be looking towards the good.
That is correct as well. But the most important thing is to understand that everything you have, everything you imagine, as everything that you perceive as inanimate, vegetative, and animate levels of nature around you, all this is what the Creator draws before you. He draws it before you so that you would come to need a connection with him. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to balance correctly, to juxtapose yourself correctly with the rest of the world that surrounds you.
In relation to that topic, a question from Nastya. If the Creator can send to a person a thought to think about the Creator and can send a person a desire towards the Creator, then what is the purpose of sending the sensation of fear towards certain phenomena in this world?
Эгоистическое отношение к миру на всех его уровнях, неживом, растительном, животном, человеческом.
For man to correct his egoistic attitude towards the world on all levels, inanimate, vegetative, animate, and then he will correctly perceive everything around him.
We have, as usual, our friends from Mach 1 and Mach 2 in... We'll ask their questions live. And Alexander is asking from how to reveal the Creator.
Revealing the Creator is possible, first of all, if you're in a group and you study Kabbalah and you begin to follow the rules that Kabbalah talks about in terms of revealing the Creator. All of the science of Kabbalah is the revelation of the Creator to a person in this world.
Another question. Why is Kabbalah considered a science and not a teaching?
Because if we're talking about revealing what exists around us, that is all nature, inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human. And anything that investigates nature around you is a science. What do our sciences reveal? Physics, chemistry, biology, botany, and so forth. What do they reveal? They reveal the space surrounding us that is filled with inanimate, vegetative, and animate bodies. Kabbalah, in addition to all of that, that we see and feel, it also reveals the force that acts behind those things that we call the Creator. And then we begin to understand why everything is built the way it is and why it is presented to us the way it is.
Mark 2, go ahead. Question from Natalia. Why during a process of studying Kabbalah I initially feel complete enthusiasm, everything is clear, and then comes a time when all kinds of doubts come into my head and thoughts about me, do I need this or not? How do I overcome this?
That's correct. That's how it happens in Kabbalah. With some, it happens very quickly, after a year or two of studying, maybe. With some, it takes after 5 or 10 years of study. The thing is, a period comes when a person already approaches the revelation of the Creator, the revelation of the connection between him and the Creator. But this connection, it's determined by his ability to rise above his ego. And here, the person faces a certain stupor. He pushes it away. Because everything was fine when he was using his egoistic desires to aspire to attain the Creator, and it seemed to him that he's ready to just tear up the whole world, tear up Machsom and so forth, and to do everything to reveal the Creator. But when the period comes, when he needs to compromise himself, sacrifice his own ego and begin to work with it and to transform it in order to reveal the Creator. At this point, you begin a very difficult period when you need to step on yourself, to tear yourself apart, to rise above yourself, to turn your ego into altruism, to do such anti-egoistic actions to yourselves, manipulations. And this is why people, when they reach these states, typically they leave. And as I said, everyone reaches these states maybe after a year or two. Some may not reach those until 5 or 10. But that's when it happens. But that is the main point, that if a person passes it, he begins to reveal the Creator. So it needs to be overcome. It's a psychological barrier when you're able to overcome the ego and you begin to reveal.
Another question from Margarita. We are connected by invisible bonds. Can I feel others' fears?
Not others' fear. You always feel your own fears. There is no such thing as other, anyway. Everything you feel in this world is your own.
Another question from Michael. What should I do with harmful habits such as smoking, for example? I know that these things are killing me and that possibly with them I won't be able to attain any degree.
I don't know to what extent these habits are killing you. If they're getting in the way, then you can fight them. If they're not, you can leave them be. They have nothing to do with Kabbalah.
Question from Dmitry. So how do we interact with this fear that comes from the Creator?
We address it and we work with it in order to remove this fear. If the Creator is revealed, then the fear disappears. Or even if we just draw closer to the Creator, we remember that it's Him, then the fear disappears.
Another question from Benjamin. So this entire evil that we see in the world is the Creator's tool for our attainment?
Of course. What else could it be? All the evil that exists in the world is the ego. And the ego was created precisely by the Creator.
Question from George. What is the difference between responsibility and fear? Because that seems to be similar in a big way.
These are different things. If you turn to a psychologist, they will tell you that these are different concepts.
One more question. If a person is growing spiritually, is he becoming greater in his corporeal life and physical life?
No, a person who grows spiritually, he is absolutely inconspicuous to others in our world as far as his role, because it's not done in those qualities that they can detect or measure.
And one more question from Andre. On more advanced degrees of spiritual development, did your sensations change? And if so, then how? Can you explain these things, please?
When you rise to these levels, we can get back to this topic and I'll be able to direct you better.
We had a few more questions in the chat from Arkady. What are you afraid of in particular? Or do Kabbalists lack fear?
Kabbalists are not fearless. I fear the Creator, and I genuinely fear those doubts, obstacles that He puts up before me. And the further I advance, the greater they are, the bigger, the stronger. And I fear them. I must fear them. If I don't fear them, I'm not going to think about them. I'm not going to prepare for them. I'm not going to try to overcome them. Of course, a reasonable, intelligent person has fears, the so-called ira. So these fears, problems, they don't disappear, except he knows where they're coming from, how to work with them. Otherwise, what? If you take them away, you take a shot and all of your fears and pains disappear, how is the person going to operate? How is he going to move? How is he going to position himself in any situation? Can you understand that? Go ahead.
So, what is the greatest fear that you experienced before the spiritual world and afterward?
Mostly, these are fears that you feel the inability to overcome your ego, your laziness, your powerlessness, weakness. And for now, you focus all of your forces and intentions in order to gather yourself and turn to the Creator and ask for His help.
George from Yerevan is asking, how can a strong corporeal fear help me, boost me to attain my spiritual soul?
The truth is, there is no difference between corporal fear, spiritual fear. It exists on all levels, and it influences a person on all levels. It can influence you through your loved ones, your parents, your kids, on your physical body, and so forth.
Alec from Moscow is asking, if I'm pondering on the fact that the Creator is drawing this picture of the world for me and that He controls everything, then there appears this illusory image of the world. So is this a certain psychological or Kabbalistic approach?
What does it matter if it's psychological or Kabbalistic? It's the same perceptions and science. Let's not separate these into different sciences and so forth. It's all a science of the world, our reality, and how we can come to its one true source, root.
Friends from Mach 1, Mach 2, and we also have Italy. Do we have translation or not? I don't know, but Mach 1, let's go. Does punishment exist? Does it exist within, from the Creator?
There is no punishment. There's just a person's reorienting in a state that he has trouble orienting himself. So it feels to him that he's being punished, but in reality he's being redirected.
And how can I demand anything from the Creator? Isn't it in the Creator's plans to reveal Him?
I didn't understand the question.
How can I demand from the Creator anything? Isn't it in the plans of the Creator for us to reveal Him?
The Creator has a plan for us to reveal Him. There is a precise plan, but the issue is that it is revealed in accordance with our requests, our demands.
How can I feel the Creator? For me, at the moment, my head is full of knowledge and I can't feel Him. So it's difficult.
Focus on the connection between you and your friends in the group. And then you're going to learn how to focus on the Creator.
Another question. When we wrap up with this process of correction, when we come to the end, then we become as one soul, Adam. Which sensations and feelings will we go through when we come to that point?
We're going to feel that we're all in one feeling, in one understanding, and all together are connected to the one upper force.
Mach 2, пожалуйста.
Mach 2, go ahead. Question from Julia. Is there a limit to the evil that we reveal?
There is no evil. Evil exists only as the backside of the good. The backside of the Creator we feel as evil. We perceive it as evil. It exists only so as to force us to turn to His front side.
Next question. Why during this time are there more doubts during the time of coronavirus?
In the time of the coronavirus, as in the time of all other sufferings, we feel more doubts because we're forced to feel how dependent we are, how powerless, how insignificant, and so forth. That's why you begin to feel all sorts of uncertainty and so on.
Question from Roman. Then, who am I?
You are he who perceives his tiny ego.
Что является эффективнее настойчивости?
Next question. How is one more time?
Again.
What is more effective than persistence when I try to help others?
Love.
Гордость и восхищение за каббалистическую истину относятся к pride and amazement with kabbalistic bestowal with
No.
Продолжайте.
Go ahead.
We were told that there is a translation from Italian, and our Italian friends could ask. Please ask your questions, and we'll be able to hear the translation.
Buonasera, Rav. Perché lo stato di gioia è breve e subito dopo torna la pesantezza nel lavoro? Come possiamo aiutare?
Ну, где наш перевод?
Do we have translation?
Есть перевод.
Do we?
Тогда пока мы ждем перевод.
So then while we're waiting for this translation.
Есть перевод.
Do we have translation? If not, then Mach 2.
Вопрос от Галины.
Question from Galina. What should I do in this situation? I don't wish to study anything in my career, and I want to just study and attain Kabbalah 24/7. Nothing else interests me.
You need the group. You need systematic study. You need the correct juxtaposition of yourself against the world, the surrounding world, with your family, your kids, to be in all of these systems correctly balanced and to advance towards attaining the Creator. That is the only way to attain Him.
Question from Natalie. What is the correct way to demand or ask the Creator to reveal Himself?
Only if, again, you're connected to a group and you study together with the group and you follow precisely along this path with them.
Question. How to correct this fear to not disappoint the Creator?
That too is corrected in the group. When you study Kabbalah correctly, you don't have these problems.
Question. Please tell me, how do I reach out to my friends when they stop understanding me? I feel that with the study of Kabbalah, I stopped understanding my friends. Shouldn't be different?
This shouldn't be different. You need to try to draw closer to the Creator, to reveal Him through your friends.
Another question, does love exist?
Love, of course it exists. Love is when I wish to fulfill another instead of myself. Like a mother wishes to fulfill her child. Like a friend who wishes to give all to his friend. That happens. As the Creator wishes to fill us, and when we do what we need to do, we then wish to fulfill Him. It's a different degree of fulfillment.
Question from Alexander.
Question from Alexander. How do you increase the ego?
You don't need to increase your egoism. There's nothing you should do with it. You only need to aspire to the correct goal. And how this ego should be, greater or smaller, and how it should exist and what form, that is not something that's up to you. You simply need to work on whatever occurs or is awakened within you.
Question from Michael. Since I began studying Kabbalah from the first semester, my life changed completely. I became a completely different person, for the better. So does that mean it's I'm on the right path?
It's possible, but it's not necessary.
Question from Odessa. Does not keeping kosher prevent you from revealing the Creator?
I can't say.
Question from Dima, Petah Tikva. How do you demand spiritual desire to understand our world?
What do you mean to, in order to understand our world? A spiritual desire is a spiritual understanding, and an understanding of our world is an understanding of our world. The question is not clear.
Question from Margarita. If you got sick, does that mean you're doing something wrong?
Not only you. We are connected with one another. Which is why we are responsible for one another.
We have lots of questions that are coming to us from YouTube and Facebook. We have a question from YouTube now. They say that fear comes from ignorance. It turns out that it's only like an irritant to come to a spiritual desire?
No, there are a few types of fear in the preface to the wisdom, to the Book of Zohar. There are certain laws, laws of the Torah, laws of light, and there it talks about three different types of trepidation. I advise for you to read that. It is translated in Russian, into Russian.
Question from Vladimir from YouTube. If there is no one besides him, then what possible complaints can he have to a person?
The gripe is that the Creator desires to raise a human being, and the human being is not willing to be raised.
Since we're talking about anxiety, we have a question from Dallas. How do you deal with the feeling of jealousy? What is it that consumes you all?
Envy depends on what degree. If it's an animalistic envy, when you envy one person or you're jealous of one person towards another person, that he takes away the attention that you wanted for yourself, that's one thing. And that's jealousy from our world. And that's something you need to work with somehow. But I think a better thing to do is if you would work on attaining the Creator, and it would overshadow everything else. And then you won't have any problems, not with jealousy or anything else. Work with the Creator when you aspire towards Him, and He starts to manipulate you by desiring to attract you towards Him. And this work is a lot more intense in our feelings than anything else, any other sensations in our world.
A question from Yuri. If a person comes to a clear attainment of the upper force, does he still feel material fear, anxiety?
Corporeal fears? If he is in complete attainment, then I don't know. I'm not on that degree yet. This is a degree of complete final correction. But in principle, until the very end of correction, there remains an opportunity for corporeal fears, which the Creator on purpose evokes within a person. And it says nothing about a person's degree. It just simply says that right now the Creator is developing this feeling within a person.
The question is to try and clarify what fear of the Creator is. What kind of fear is it? That the Creator is going to push me away or what?
There are lots of types of fears. On the corporeal level, there exist up to 800 types of fears. And on the spiritual degree, there's basically just one fear, if it's truly the spiritual. It's fear not to be afraid of the Creator. Fear not to fear.
What's worse, or what's more scarier, to not be afraid of the Creator or the fear of death?
Well, that depends on the degree of a person, but the most important thing is for this to be in relation to the Creator. When a person comes to a state, when he is in this degree, on such a degree, then death for him is something that no longer evokes fear. What does evoke fear is not to obey the Creator, because there are lots of egoistic obstacles that can stop a person.
I have a question from a beginner in Facebook from Georgia. What should be the first step to attaining the Creator?
The first step in attaining the Creator is to get on this path of none else besides Him.
Another new student from Facebook. Who is the Creator in your opinion?
The Creator is a one, this common force that in the universe that is revealed towards us as this perfect force of love and bestow.
Another question from Facebook. Our world is like a computer program, like a world simulator. How do you like this scenario?
Perhaps our world could be called a certain computer program, because everything in it is predetermined. Everything is broken down and placed in this proper place. But besides that, I will not confirm anything else that he said.
Why does a person freeze when he feels strong death? Strong fear.
Fear restricts you. It doesn't allow you to move or act. Because to act means to decide and to do something, to act. But when a person is fearful, then he can't do anything. So therefore, fear is against any action.
Question from Italy. If fear is so important to reveal the Creator, why do we feel safety?
In order for us to feel a need to overcome fears. I don't know why you're talking about all these fears. You can't go into other discussions, other topics?
Our topic is actually how to come to joy. So you're welcome to ask questions about that as well. But maybe first we'll read an excerpt. Baal Sulam writes that joy is a reflection of good deeds. If the deeds are of holiness, not for his own sake, then hence joy appears.
Yes, joy is a result of good deeds. I mean, in the spiritual. On a corporeal level, it could be the opposite. I have stolen something and I'm happy about it.
It's important to clarify what good or good actions are.
A good action is the one that's similar to what the Creator does.
На YouTube вопрос Роуз из Великобритании.
Question on YouTube from YouTube: should connection between people be corrected on the lower corporeal level as well between people?
Yes, of course. We need to create a good connection in the world where the quality of bestowal will be revealed. And we need to do this on both degrees, both levels, the corporeal and the spiritual.
Question from Bulgaria. Go ahead, friends. We have a question from Facebook. Laura asks, if you change yourself, but you don't see that the people around you are changing, how can you continue? And then we have another question after that.
One more time, if you are not changing, then?
If you change yourself, but you see that the people around you are not changing, how can you continue?
Okay. If I'm changing but people around me are not changing, then what this says that I'm not changing still.
And one more question from Facebook Bulgaria. Elena asks, since I bestow, and this bestowal, it's hinged on the recipient's ability to receive.
My bestowal depends on the perception of the one who is on the receiving end of my bestowal. Yes, there's certainly mutuality here, and that's how we need to look at this. I can't all on my own to evaluate my bestowal, but only in the face of someone that is receiving the bestowal, I can evaluate it. Well, Boris?
We have 250 people that we see in Mach 1. That's why we see so many questions from there. So maybe one more question. Vladimir from Moscow asks, what quality from a person will be enough to be sufficient so that instead of universal fear and anxiety, it will be replaced by universal joy?
For worry to be replaced by joy, what we need to do is to feel the Creator. And to feel the Creator is faith. Faith, this sensation of the Creator, is necessary for us. And then all of these worries will turn to joys.
Question from Anastasia. If there are 800 levels of fear, then how many types of joy are there?
Only one type of joy in attaining the Creator. Just one. And in our world, look at how many types of music and movies there exist. Everything that the humanity has come up with on the topic of tragedy and suffering and conflicts, and how many types of movies are there on the topic of joy and happiness? Not many. Perhaps ones that deal with a transition between one and the other. Not many exist. Only because we exist within our ego, and this revelation or the manifestation of this ego in particular is very bitter, which is why there are so many shades of that.
Question, do you feel joy when you communicate or you're with others, with your loved ones, your friends? Is it also related to the Creator, or is it pure ego?
No, it just talks about your egoism.
How can a group of friends that recently is gathered, how do they find a teacher?
Найти учителя – это проблема.
To find a teacher is problematic. You need to find a true teacher that doesn't conceal the goal from you, that has experience in leading people to that goal, who himself had a correct teacher,
который не будет от вас скрывать.
And who won't conceal from you the fact that the path is not an easy one, it's lengthy and difficult, and the teacher leads you towards that goal, and not simply leads you there, but also takes you and goes through this path with you. Of course, he's on a different degree, still, he leads you.
Я не думаю, что...
I don't think that today it's possible to find teachers who are true leaders in spiritual ways besides my own students. I'm not just advertising them to you. Really, there are no other ones in the world. You can check it out for yourself. You can go and find all kinds of self-described leaders on the internet. And there are plenty of abnormal, crazy people there too.
For the first time, we have Armenia representing. We have the whole room, Armenian room. Good day, Rav. We're interested in the following. We have the following question. If a person has just discovered for himself the wisdom of Kabbalah, how should he begin, or how do you present the wisdom of Kabbalah to him as this wisdom of attaining the Creator?
Okay, my dear friend, you've been with us for a long time. Just go into our archive and you pull up the lessons on Kabbalah from the first to the last, and you remind yourself what was said in it, and then you begin to teach this to others. Perhaps you can translate this into Armenian, which would be good. You can deliver this to others in this way. So go ahead and take action.
Sochi, go ahead. Rav, going back to the topic of the webinar, please tell us, how do you overcome this anxiety, this worry? Many people right now are falling into depression. You give off the impression of being a joyful person. Is there some advice that you can give people not to fall into depression and negativity? Maybe if not feel fully happy, at least not to succumb to depression and just to feel that everything's going to be okay.
You know, this isn't simple, and to lead people away from that is also not a good thing. Our life consists of a spectrum, and these different colors in the spectrum are determined in relation to one another. There's light on the background, on the backdrop of the dark ones, so you can't take away the dark ones. And on the backdrop of these dark ones, we need to try to reach the light ones. Group should be at the forefront. It's number one. In no way should you be by yourself. For beginners, this is something that's absolutely required.
Вот в Фейсбуке тоже Мария
Акопян. I have a question from Facebook, from Maria. If a person becomes fearless, what can that lead to?
He won't become fearless in Kabbalah. On the opposite, he'll be afraid more and more because he'll discover how much he's dependent on the Creator. But this won't be fear like a baby has fear. This is a type of fear where he wants to be in greater contact with the Creator. And then they act in unison.
Let's go back to Mac 1. We can hear you. Vladimir from Moscow. When will the profession of an integral psychologist be in demand?
The profession of an integral psychologist? I don't know. Maybe it's a form of a Kabbalist, but on a corporeal degree, when this will be needed, I don't know. We perhaps have a few of specialists. I even know how to reach them. We have a few of them amongst my students. You can ask our organizers, our teachers.
We have many questions from Mach 2 as well. Go ahead, Mach 2. Question from Людмила. How should we understand when the joy is correct and not from the ego?
How to understand that it's corrected and not from the ego. This is something you need to discern gradually. A person goes through all kinds of bad states for a day, two, or three, and then gradually the state dissipates, and he understands that this entire time under certain type of observation from the Creator, or guidance from the Creator from above, and he begins to see how this has helped him. So all of our states, the main thing here is for us to bow our head, to lower our head, and go through them. There's nothing more general than I can recommend in any state to constantly feel that this comes from the Creator, and you're lowering your head and going forward.
Question from Kaliningrad. How can you determine that you are in a spiritual joy? How can you check yourself?
There's joy from good deeds. If you bring the Creator closer to people, then that's spiritual joy.
Question from Margarita. Sometimes you feel like maybe like something, nothing good happened, but you feel joy within. What is that?
This is joy that's within you, except you don't know where it comes from.
Question from Almata. The work in the group, it's all there in order to come help understand how you're incapable of uniting. So how can you feel joy from realizing how wretched you are?
Yes, but you were together and you felt people that were with you. You talked about our common goal that was shining for you partially from them. And if you didn't have the desire for this goal, then they help to attract this goal. So our communication helps us advance. And I recommend that communication with our students will help you come out of any state.
Question from Natalie. What could be the reason for my feelings to be disconnected? Whereas before, I used to feel naturally. Now I need to ask for feelings even for love of others.
Yeah, this is good. You're being taught. What does it mean to feel correctly? so that you can't always be like a child to cry or to be in joy, to cry and to be in joy. Now you're collecting within yourself other types of feelings, more sensitive, more attuned.
Question from Igor Odessa. How do you feel pleasure from studying Kabbalah?
Only in attaining that which you study. You're learning the greatest type of science, not only in our world, but in all of the worlds. It's a science that is revealing for you the structure of the entire world. And it not only teaches you that, but it also takes you inside of it. It teaches you the meaning of life and death and how to acquire qualities on all degrees of the world. And when you are learning it, you see that you're dealing with the greatest thing that exists in all of the worlds, and you are getting acquainted with this greatest ruling force, the Creator. So this should fill you up with pride and joy.
Another question from Victoria, Lithuania. How do you love another as yourself, and what does it mean to love yourself?
To love another as yourself in the measure that you love yourself egoistically, you can imagine that you, in the same way, you should love another. Naturally, on other degrees, this will be felt in a different way, but the more you will ascend, you will be ascending through the greater ego that you have, and you will love yourself more. And this will give you an example of how you should love others.
Another question from Alexander. What can you recommend for us to do after the webinar? We are new students. How should we act towards one another?
After this webinar, you're gathering together. So I recommend for you to feel as if you're embracing one another, that you are in this mutual communication with one another, interaction. And because of this mutuality between you, you're trying to reveal sensations of love, warmth, and joy. And within that, the Creator can be revealed. The Creator is revealed in the measure of this mutual sensation of joy and warmth between you. So if you attain those sensations, then you'll see how he's revealed in it. And I wish for you all the best. And until next time, I'm passing the mic to our organizers. Thanks to them.
Friends, we are now going to continue our meeting at the Mach Club. We're all going to be there today, right after this webinar. So let's continue there. Let's hug one another and enter the club. Take care.